Well, if you have a pet, especially if you have a dog, this is a pretty tough couple of days for them because those fireworks are going on, whether it's at the lakefront or in your community or maybe just in the neighborhood, people setting off some fireworks. Joining us is Mary Stallman. She's with Dog Training Elite in Milwaukee, and it is a tough time for pups right now, isn't it, Mary?
It absolutely is, as we have our fireworks starting with 4th of July and then all of the different festivals at Summerfest, they usually set off the fireworks as well. So it is a long summer of pets being anxious.
All right, so what do we do? I mean, if you know especially that there are going to be fireworks, is there a way to prepare your dog so you can kind of reduce the likelihood that they're going to become stressed?
Absolutely. And there's a couple of things. If you're proactive, there is a way to help start desensitizing your pet. Not something you can do right now when we are in the week of July 4th, but when you know this is going to happen, desensitizing your pet to fireworks noise can start within the house. And what you do is you start playing firework noises in your house, all right? So you're going to download that on your phone, and you're playing at a low level, and you're going to have that on for an increased amount of time. And then you're going to start to build the volume up for the firework noises. And so over time, what happens is your dog gets desensitized to it and then realizes that when they do hear it, that there's nothing wrong with it. So that's something that, although you may not be able to do it right now, put that in your back pocket and go, okay, before we get to July 4th next year, this is something I'm going to start working on with my dog. For right now, here are a couple of different tips you can do. One is set up distractions. And distractions can be like white noise, TV being on. Go into a basement if you have one where the noise tends to be a little bit more muffled. Watch TV. You can give your dog lick mats and lasting chew toys during that time as well, so they have something else to do. A weighted vest or a weighted blanket can be a really good idea for a dog that has that anxiety as well. And, you know, one of the things that we notice is that when we fuss too much over our dog being anxious, we actually make it worse. And so we really want people to kind of just do normal things with their dog. Act normal. When I'm training with clients, I often hear people tell their dogs, it's okay, it's okay. And we actually, you know, those are people words that reassure people, but they actually do the opposite for dogs. So when you're trying to reassure your dog, it's okay, your dog is wondering, why are you trying to reassure me? And I should probably be anxious about this. So the more normal you act, the better, because the dog is taking their cues from you and going, oh, it's not a big deal. And also, you know, if your dog really has a lot of anxiety, you know, talk to your vet about that as well. There obviously are pharmaceutical options that you can use with your pet during this time as well.
We're talking with Mary Stallman with Dog Training Elite in Milwaukee. And Mary, I got to ask you about the Home Bark It report. I love that. I love that name, where there was an online poll that was conducted in May with about 200 residents right here in Milwaukee. And what did they say about what they're looking for when they're searching for a home and they're a pet owner?
Well, one, you want to know how to make this easier on your pet. And so that's where the Home Bark It really came into play, was this, how can we help homeowners? As it's a stressful time, right? And when you're buying and selling homes, and we also know in the summertime that there's an increase in home buying and selling. And, you know, it's stressful for the people. Well, how do you think your pets are feeling when they're going to move to someplace that they are not familiar with as well? And so that's why I partnered with Falk Reuben Gallagher Real Estate Team and their Pet at Home program. And so we basically came up with kind of a guide for pet parents to help them out, you know, as far as when they're getting ready to move into a new house. And we kind of came up with 5 tips for this. And first tip is, if possible, bring your dog over to the new home before you do the move. So let your dog explore the house. Let them check out the backyard if you have one. So they kind of get their scent in there and they can go, okay, this is going to be a good place. They can pick out maybe even their room that they want to put your dog bed in right when you are moving. And so that's a nice thing to do. We want you to try to keep your dog onto their normal routine as much as possible. So when you do move and that's going to be an anxious time, remember to have like normal feeding times, normal walk times, normal play times. That normalcy is going to let the dog know that everything's okay as well. Get the chance once you're moving to get out in the neighborhood, take a walk with your dog, and, you know, check out the environment. That's going to help because exercise is always important. If you can, have some exercise with your dog before you even get ready to move. And, you know, it's also really important that we work on our own self-care during this time, right? As I said, moving is a very anxious time for people, and your dog picks up on that as well. And so you work on your own anxiety. That's going to help the dog too.
And Mary, I got to say, I'm still scratching my head over you let your dog pick the room he wants his dog bed in, because I have enough trouble figuring out where I'm putting furniture that the people are going to sit in. But Mary... Mary Stallman, Dog Training Elite in Milwaukee, thank you so much for joining us today, letting us know about the Home Bark It report, and also giving us some tips for stress during this fireworks season. Mary, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Take care.